Kiva, what does he do? Im kein, if so, lichter rachmona law, velishtok. That's all. What did you say the word law? Yitama law, believe. What do you mean the word yitama? Shema mina. To teach him, no, it's a chayva, it's a mitzvah, the kohen has to take care of his sister. For Rabbi Yishmael has no, I need the cost of law, like we had before, since the pasuk has to say the word law, to say yikoni mitama to her, and not to her limbs, his cost of nami yitame, the pasuk already ends off the whole thing with yitama, the gatana of Rabbi Yishmael, the tongue of the Rabbi Yishmael, kol pasha shenemra v'nishnis, anytime we have a pasha, it says a second time, l'nishnis el v'shmul gavashim shanesh bo. It's possible to say the pasuk, the Torah repeats it, even though it repeats a lot, only for one chiddush. That's enough. See also, since it has to say the word law, it already says the word yitama. So therefore, it's not an extra word here. Therefore, Mishmol said it's only a reshus and not a chayv. Then the last and the third machlokes was in the pasuk of leilam ben tavoidu. That's reshus, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. If you want to, you're allowed to work with an eved kanan leilam. Rabbi Kiva am a chayv, you have to. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel Svaro? I did the chsir, since the pasuk says, lo ischaya kol neshama. And now to keep any one of the seven nations alive in Eretz Yisrael, is this rach naim lemichta v'elo mem tavaydu. What does that mean? Lemishri echad min kol umas. That the chiddush is like this. If an African comes into the Zion umas and lives with the Canaanis, shebo ala Canaanis, for only the men of Ben and they have a son, shat to reshar l'knois, you're allowed to keep him alive. Titanya. Minayin liyachod minuma shabu ala kananis vandu bimenu ben shat rishol liknitnas bi'eved tam lov megab ne'el teshov v'magor mimachem. Mehem tiknu that the loch is you go after the father. If the father is not from the seven nations, he's from a different nation. He's not from the Chiti, Gagoshi, Yamori, the Aknani, the Aprizi, the Achivi, the Yahusi. These are the seven nations that we're not allowed to keep alive. So if a father from a different nation comes and lives on a lady from one of these nations, and the locher is the son is mutter. You're allowed to keep her for an eved kanani. That's what the pasuk tells us. Mehem tiknu yochel af a kanani shabu alachas minukos umos. Vole menu ben shat roshalim lebi eved. Tamalai masher holi v'atzachem. Ben alod v'atzachem on lemin algerim v'atzachem. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go for the Eskimo again tomorrow. You're holding off gimel on the base. Get on top. The third machlokes he had again was in the pasuk of Liyolim Behem Tavoidu, the fifth line from the top. That Rishus, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael said that's that you have a right to work with an Eved Kanani. Liyolim, it's Rishus. If you want to, yes. If not, you don't have to. You have a Kiva line in the Chayv. Kiva says, no, it's a Chayv. You have to work with the Eved Kanani. You're not allowed to free him. Yishmael says, what's the third machlokes told you in? My time at Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael says, I did this. Since the pasuk says, before in Vayitzvarim, lo ischaya kol neshama. There's an inyan not to keep any one of the seven nations alive in Eretz Yisrael. Lo ischaya kol neshama. Like Rashi says, the shiva umayis ksiv. It goes on the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'achiti, v'agiyagorshi, v'ha'amayri, v'yaknani, v'yaprizi, v'achivi, v'yavusi. Any one of these seven nations is a mitzvah of lo ischaya not to kill them out, not to let them live. So therefore, itzrich nami, I need now the other pasuk that says, I need the pasuk that says by an eved kanani you're allowed to keep him alive and you're allowed to work with him. What type of an eved kanani could you work with? The chiddush is lemishri yismuta echad mikol umos. If a man from a different nation, a goy, came from a different nation, not from these seven nations, shebu ala kananis, that he comes and he marries a kananis. A kananis is a nickname like for any one of these seven nations. Slav davka kananis. The Rashi says, Kol Zayin Umais Nikro Hashem Kanan. The seven nations are called Kanan. So it means the chiddush is of a man from another nation, a Chinaman, comes and lives with a Kananis, for a hundred mimenu ben, and they have a son, Shatter Rishoy L'Kanoisai, that you're allowed to keep him, you don't have to kill him. In other words, by this Indian, it goes both to the father. If the father is a Chinaman, not a Gilgoshi, not a Yahusi, so you're allowed to keep his kid alive, even though the mother is a Gilgoshi, or the mother is a Kanani, Kananis, still, the son goes after the father, you're allowed to keep him alive. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Of Liyolim Behem Tavaydu, that you're allowed to work with him, as long as the father is not from these seven nations. Titania we learned, Minayin Liyechud Mikol Umos, Shebu Ala Kananis, how do we know if any guy from a different nation comes and lives, get married to a Kananis, how does it mean any one of these seven nations? For her lived Mimenu Ben, and they have a son. Shat Rishur Lekanoisai B'Evid, that you're allowed to use him for an Evid Kanani. In other words, you're allowed to keep him alive. You don't have to kill him. Tamaloyma, this the Pasuk says, V'gam Mipnei HaTeshovim Hagerim Mimochem, that from the Teshovim, Teshovim means somebody that was living someplace else and now came to live here. In other words, he was a Chinaman, he lived in China, and now he came to live here. So it says, Hagorim Mimochem, now he's living in Eretz Yisrael, is Mahem Tiknu, from him, his son, you're allowed to use for Nebet Kanani. If so, Yochel, I would have thought, Af HaKanani, the same thing if the man, if the father is a Kanani, or from the seven nations, Shebo Al Achas Mikolumis, if he marries a Chinese lady, whatever you call her, Chinese, if he marries, so maybe also the kid should also be Mutter, Vavid Mimenu Ben, Shatir Rishar L'Knoise B'Yevid, maybe even though the father is a Girgoshi, still, since the mother is not, the mother's from another nation, maybe you're allowed to use this son for an Evid. Talmud Loima, this apostle says no. Asher hoylidu bi'artzachem. What does that mean? That you gave birth in your lands. Min hanelodim bi'artzachem. From the people that were first born now in your land, like in Eretz Yisrael, v'loy min hagerim bi'artzachem. And not from the people that were living there from before. So the kids, like Rashi says, min hanelodim bi'artzachem. Bonim children hanelodim bi'artzachem that are born now in Eretz Yisrael, v'hein b'nei ha'teshovim. And they are the sons of a father that was once living someplace else. Ta'inu achirim, other people, other nations, shenosu biyatzachem, noshim, that got married to ladies from Eretz Yisrael, from the seven nations, at the Rishon Likonos. Then you're allowed to buy the son, if the father is different from a different nation. But for loy min agerim biyatzachem, for loy min abonim and alodim, Rashi says, lebnei atzachem, not the sons that are born from the fathers that live in the seven nations. B'mokim achem mibonois sha'umais. V'vim lebnei logosham. The kids of the fathers from the seven nations, then it's an Isra that it goes after the father. Even though the mother is from another nation, but since the father is from the Shivas Amin, the son is also to keep alive. And you're not allowed to buy him, use him for an Eved Kanani. So kids, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. That the Pasuk Yehonam Ben Tavoidu is not a mitzvah, like a chiv, you have to keep him and work with him forever, but rather it's only a heter, it's a reshus. If you want to, you're allowed to use him for a loylam. In other words, Dikei Chiddush says you don't have to kill him. That even though his mother is from the seven nations, but since the father is not, it's a reshus to keep him. But not that you have to use him loylam. Rabbi Akiva says no, Rabbi Akiva holds it's a chiv, that you're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. Rabbi Akiva holds, Minehem tiknu nafka. From the word mehem, he learns out these drushes. Mehem says that if the father is from a different nation, you're allowed to use the son for an Eved, and not if the father is from the seven nations. That's why I know this chiddush about if the son is mutter or not. Therefore, the pasuk of Le'erlam behem tavaydu, lomeli, why do I need the pasuk of you should always work with your Eved Kanani? That's l'chayva. That's to tell me that there's a chayv, you like have to keep him in Eved. You're not allowed to free him. You're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. Rabbi Yishmael, Behem, what does he do with the pasuk? Why does he dash it from the word Behem? So he says, no, the word Behem means, for loy b'yachechem, and not with your brothers, which Rashi, avoidus of it. Because who are you allowed to work hard with? Only an Eved Kanani, like a guy. Mashenka, an Eved Ivri, your brother, him you can't work, and avoidus poruch, you can't work hard work with an Eved Ivri. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Behem means with them, with the guy, and with an Eved Kanani, you're allowed to work hard. But not with a Jewish Eved. Rabbi Akiva, the Yachichem Misaifu de Kronavka. Rabbi Akiva holds that Rosh from Achichem at the end of the Pasik. Or the Yachichem b'nei Yisrael ish b'yachiv loisir de boy b'forach. There's a special Pasik for that. That by a Jewish Eved, your brother, him you're not allowed to work so hard with. You cannot work with him, avoid this Parach. Rabbi Yishmoel, right, Rabbi Yishmoel again, why doesn't use the end of Achichem? So the word Mehem should be extra. So therefore the word Olam Behem Tavoidu should be extra to teach us that it's a chayiv. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel also dash in this way? So when it says Rabbi Yishmoel, I did the sivu v'achechem, ksiv nami behem. He also knows the extra two words like, it's only for one drasha. The main thing is just to teach us that for Neved Ivri, you can't push him to work so hard. It says two times, that's not a kasha, like we had before, because the Tanya Devar Rabbi Yishmoel. The Tanya Devar Rabbi Yishmoel, and Rabbi Yishmoel taught us, that kol parsha shenemra, If you have a halacha that says once, v'nishnis, that says it a second time, l'nishnis ela b'shvil davar sh'nishcharis bo, you only have it now for the chiddush that's there. In other words, that it's not a kasha why it repeats itself twice. Even though there's only one chiddush to be learned, the pasuk could say like two or three extra words here also. Shmuel holds b'chem and mehem b'achechem, so like one drasha. So all those words we use to teach us an eved ivri you can't work so hard with. Therefore, Bishmol holds that the word la'olam b'hem tavaydu, we need ikka to teach us that you're allowed to keep alive an eved if the father is from a different nation, and therefore it's only a rishus to work with him forever. There's not a chayv. So the machloekes from Bishmol and Rebekiva, how you dash in this pasuk of la'olam b'hem tavaydu. Now the Gemara says something new. Amar Rav Chizda. Chizda says, Zinusa Bevesa, somebody has nus done in his house, the Gemara says goes on the wife. If the wife does nus with other people, is kikari l'shumshima. It's like, Rashi says to Lot, it's like worms shall shumshimin. Hoichlostan, that eats it up. The worms that eat up the sesame seeds. Is kach has nus, machreves es abayis. If there's nus in the house, it destroys the whole house. The Yomar Rav Chizda, took for the Bevesa, if there's too much kach, like you're too strong, there's too much anger in the house, is kikar l'shumshima. It's also, it's like a talas, like the worm that eats up the shumshimim, it destroys the house. And then where it says, idividivisasa, both these two things means if the wife does nus, or the wife is too angry, that's no good. Rashi says, tukfo zunusa de armina machelis zabayis, visasa. When do we say these things destroy the house by the wife? Shreisha mezana, oi kasnis, if the wife does nus, lives with other men, or she gets angry, she's worried about other men, she doesn't take care of the house, she doesn't watch the house, and she doesn't care the other men that come in to take away her husband's stuff, so therefore the house will be destroyed. So therefore if the wife is the one that does this nus, the house will be destroyed. But if the husband does it, then the house won't be destroyed. Because the wife, she's still the one that watches the house. So therefore, she'll still watch the house. So therefore, here, you don't have this klola, the house will be destroyed. The Yomar Rav Chizda, Betchila Kodim Shechoti Yisrael. At the beginning, before Klai Yisrael did the Chet, Rashi says, Baroyis, his Oysa Shechina Shoira Kol Echad V'yechad. The Shechina was, Rashi says, Babai, the Beisai. The Shechina was in everybody's house. In everybody's house, the Shechina was there. Hashem was going to care of Machanecha, the Shechina was with Klai Yisrael. The Kiva and Shechotu, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet by Aroyis, is Nistalka Shechina Mahem. The Shechina went away from Klai Yisrael. Shinem Rapostik says, Lo Yira Bechayervas Dovar, Bishov Miacharecha. I don't do a Dovar Shebeerva, don't do something wrong like Znus, and that will take away the Shechina. And Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas Beilam Azeh, whoever does the mitzvah in this world is Mekadmosoi V'Hoylechas Lefonov. It goes in front of you, L'Yerlam Abo. So Rashi learns it means, Lefnei Misosoi Machrezas Lefonov. Like right before you die, V'Shas Teptiru, when you're dying, these mitzvahs go out in front of you. And they go up to L'Yerlam Abo. Shinem Rapostik says, V'Holach Lefonecho Tzikecho. That the tzikecha, the mitzvahs go in front of you. The choloiver aveira achas beilam azeh. Someone even does one aveira in this world. Malafa fosoi, it like grabs a hold of you. Rashi says karchosoi, it grabs you. For hoylechas lefonav, it goes in front of the yom adin. In front of the yom adin, the aveira is there also. Shneim and the pasuk says yilafeisu orchois darkom yalo basoyav yavedo. Like will grab a hold of you. The aveira will grab a hold of you. In other words, you won't want to come with you. Still have to grab a hold of you to go with you. Vashenkem by the mitzvah, that's good, that you're proud about, that goes by itself in front of you. We have Yelezer Weimer, Kishura by a kelef, it like grabs a hold of you like a kelef, like a dog, these averus. Shinem and Apostle says, Vashomai Leho, that by Yosef, not listen to her, Lishka Vetzla to live by, have Znus with her. So with Ashen Lius Ima, the Apostle says, Vashomai Leho, Lishka Vetzla Lius Ima, that Yosef did not listen to Eshes Potiphera to live with her, and to be with her. So we dash in Lishka Vetzla Be'elam Azeh. He didn't live with her in this world. And Lius Imo Le'elam Abo. What does it mean, Le'elam Abo? It means this Aveira would have went with him to Le'elam Abo. That also means that the Avera grabs a hold of you and becomes part of you. Tanan Hossim, we learned like this. Tanan Hossim, Shoye Bedin, really it's a story like this. Uma Eidus or Rishoina, Shaino Isurosa, Isuroilam, Eina Maskayem Supakas Mishnayim. Eidus Rishoina means we after the husband warned his wife, gave her a kino, was Makanaha, then we have by Stira. If you find her alone with that man, so if they're in the Mishnah, in the tells of Yeshua's Pshat, that Yeshua in the Mishnah said that Stira also needs two Edom. That Bashat Stira, when you find her alone, it has to be only with two Edom. So that's called Edus Rishoina. So now that by the Edus Rishoina means by the Stira, that if you find her alone, she also becomes Yisraelim. That means it's only a Suffolk. She has to drink the Mehamorim, and we'll find out whether she's Torah or not. Still ain't a miskayem as a pachas mishnayim. The locker is you have to have two edim b'shastira. If so, the svara should have been that edus achreina. If later when we have edim, the mamis says they saw the way they lived together. They said they saw your wife live with a man. Is chura shayseris disarelam. That edus makes her also to you for sure. There's no way she become mutter anymore. Is ain't a din, isn't it a svara? Shloit is kayim pachas mishnayim. That it should not be good less than two edim, that really you should have to have two edim, b'shas tuma, that the edim that said they saw your wife living with a man should not be enough in edechud, you should need two edim. On this, the Torah teaches us no. Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, v'yedein bo, that we had before, kol sheyesh bo. There was no two edim there, but just one ed. And one ed we believe by tuma. Now, if so, l'chura v'kal v'chayma now, l'chura v'shvi kal v'chayma now, l'yedis arishayna meyata. That's for the first edus. If you only have stira, if you only have a chura, one aid that says he saw the way your wife and that man was alone, she should also become osa. Because so my edus achreina, just like by the edus achreina, when the aid echod is saying now that he saw the way your wife really lived with that man, shay seris yisraelim, that makes her osa to you forever. Miskayemis be aid echod the Torah is megala that we believe in aid echod b'shas tumam. If so, edus arishayna. The first edus, which means the edus, he only saw stira, that they're alone together. Shema Yisroos Yisroelim. That is not forever. By truth, she becomes a soita. She's also to you now, but we have to wait till she drinks the Mehamorim to see if she becomes Torah. Is Eina Dinshit Eskayim V'Yedechod? Isn't it a svara then that you should believe in Eidechod there? This we say no, Talmudayim, but the Pasuk says, Ki Motzo Bo'er Vaz Dover. Says here in the Pasha of Aroyis Loshin of Dover. Kimotsuba says, you find your wife has an heir, but she did something wrong, there's a mitzvah to give her a get. In the Pasha by Momnis it says, Alpishnayim Eidim, Oyapishloish Eidim, Yokim Dover. That the thing comes, that to do a dini Momnis, to be mitzvah Momnis, you always need to aid him. So Ma Dover, Omalhalan, just like the Dover that it says by money, is Alpishnayim Eidim, you need to aid him. Is Afkan the same thing here by Royis, Alpishnayim, that by Royis, whenever you need an Eidus, of an erva, of an isha, of a baila, you always need two edim. Fred Gemara, what do we need this pasuk for? Hai michi motzo bo ervas dover nafka. Nurbar Kasha, hi, this chiddush, michi motzo bo ervas dover nafka. Do you learn this that you need two edim from this pasuk of dover dover? Mi bo nafka. We had before, the bo. We dash in bo v'loy bikinu, bo v'loy bistir. It says by tuma, it says that by tuma we believe in eidechod. So we had a diyuk bo, only there by tuma do we believe it. So he said that the chiddush is only by tuma we believe in eidechod, and not by stira, not by kinui. So from the word bo, I know that stira needs to aid him. Look, I don't need this pasuk to teach me that I need to aid him. So the Gemara says no. But, so it says, Chachinam Mikoma, it's taka true what you're saying. Chachinam Mikoma, Talmud Loim Nabo, it's taka true. Here by Stira we know you need to aid him from the Pasuk of Bo. Bo v'loi v'kinu, Bo v'loi v'stira. It's true. We don't need the Dover Dover, but here we learn it out from the word Bo. Now, but Tumma the Alma though, but by regular Tumma, that's what we're learning it out for. Stam, if a person Stam, if somebody says Edus, that he saw your wife living with another man, the Tumma the Alma, Stam, if an Edechot wants to come and say, to tell a man he saw his wife live with somebody else, V'loi Kino V'loi Stira, that the husband did not warn his wife. There was no Stira. Just Stam, an Edechot tells you that your wife lived with somebody else. To learn the Hem an Edechot, how do we know there we do not believe in Edechot? There is the Chiddush of Saita is only because first the husband warned his wife. So So there's a raglayim ledover that Rav Leiva Meidechet says that they were living together. There's some evidence to believe him. But if there was no kin at first, you didn't warn your wife first, then the lachar is we don't believe in Eidechot. On this, the Gemara means, how do we know we don't believe the Eidechot? Minolon, on this, we're not from here. Ne'ma Khan, it says by the Pasha of Aroyus, ki motzo be'er bazdover, if you find something wrong with your wife, she did something wrong. She lived with another man, and it says, ve'ne'ma lahal, and it says by Dina Mumnis, api shnai meidum, api shloy shedim, yokum dover, it says the word dover here also, it says, exer shavam, ma dover amur lahalim, just like by money matters. The Allah is Eidim, Shnayim, you need two Eidim, Avkan Eidim, Shnayim. His difference says here also in the Pasha of Aroyus, any Eidis that you want to say between a man and a wife, you always need two Eidim. So that's what this Brisa means. That's by regular case of Tumah. When we have a Pasha of a Saita, by the Stira, that you need two Eidim, that's from the Pasuk of Bo. Bo only by Tumah will believe in Eidechot, and not by Stira.
Yeah, it's not right.
Turn around, but word like this. Eizu hi edis horishoina. What's called edis rishoina? Zu edis tira. That means again by a saita, where the husband first warned his wife, I don't want you to be found with that man. And then later, Edim said they saw her with that man alone. Even though they don't know they live together, they just know they're alone. That's called edis rishoina. That she becomes a saita. Edis achroina, what's called last edis? Zu edis tuma. That means if Edom come and said, we saw the way your wife lived with that man. That's called Edei Tumah. Now, the Kama Shia Stira. What's called Edei Stira? They don't know they live together.